Hello, this is Space Kate. It must have been about 6 months, probably to the hour, that I was doing an audio boo like this, except I was on the other side, and I had just been chosen to be a part of the NASA tweet-up for the launch of STS-133, Discovery's final flight, and I was so excited, that I squeaked the whole way home. That I risked being mugged in the place that I live in East London because I was too excited. I couldn't wait until I got home to just share the joy that was in me that I had been chosen for the tweet up and I would get to see a shuttle launch. Honestly, I was over the moon, and I'm assuming that hopefully, if you're listening to this, that you are one of the lucky 150 people who have been chosen for the STS-134 NASA tweet up. And if you have, do whatever it takes to get there. Seriously, there are no excuses. If you have been chosen, whatever it is, whether it's work, family, friends, weddings, birthdays, christenings, seriously, you're never going to get a chance like this ever again. So take my advice, cancel everything, and go. And don't just book for the one day that the shuttle is supposed to launch. Because, believe me, it might not. I booked for a good week after it was supposed to launch, and it didn't. In fact, STS-133 took 115 days until it finally launched, and I was the only crazy person that stayed. I stayed from my trip from London, which was supposed to be 10 days. I stayed the whole 115 days plus because I waited for it to land. It was that exciting and that amazing. Anyway, I promised that I would do an audio boo and give you some tips. So, if you've been chosen, first tip, say yes. Don't doubt it for a second, just say yes and make it possible. Whatever it takes, make sure you get there. Whatever it costs, make sure you get there. There is a way. Second tip, it's going to be expensive. Well, it's going to be expensive if you book a hotel because they're horribly expensive. So don't. Make friends with your other NASA tweet-up folk. Do what we did. We set up a Google list just for our group, just a private little group. We got to know one another, and then we booked houses together. We booked into shared houses, which cost us probably less than it would have done for one single night in a hotel. Stay for an entire week in a house. And we made the best of friends, and it was fantastic. So do that. Make sure that you take sunscreen, because it could be quite hot out there and you could be waiting all day. And as fun as it is to say that it was a shuttle that burnt you, it's probably better to not get burnt at all. Be open-minded to meeting new people. Be ready to take lots and lots of photographs, but if it is your first shuttle launch, make sure that you're watching it with your very own eyes. And I know that's a dilemma. It was a massive dilemma for me because I love to have photographs, and I love to have photographs I have taken of things that I have seen. So get yourself a tripod, get yourself a nice lens, get yourself one of those remote clicker things so you can just press a button with your finger, just set it all up so it's ready to go. Press the button on the remote clicker and watch it with your own eyes. And listen, because it's got the most amazing sound. Record it. Audio Boo it. I just started a new job at Audio Boo today, so quick little plug, audioboo.fm. I would love to hear the sound of another shuttle launch. I'm not sure if I'll be able to go to the 134. I saw the shuttle roll out. It was beautiful. My photos are at flickr.com/RadioKate. It's a beautiful shuttle. Everything's beautiful. Make sure you go see it, if you can. But yeah. Watch it with your own eyes, drink it all in. It's a fabulous, once-in-a-lifetime experience. Make sure you get on Twitter, use the hashtag NASATweetUp. Make sure you have a look at what the Space Tweep Society are doing. Flying Jenny is fabulous, she's local. There are lots of local space people who are happy to help you out. There are lots of people from the 133 TweetUp who would be happy to help you out. 133 Tweeps is the hashtag I hope that we're now using. or you can try NASA Tweet Up Alumni as a hashtag. We will do our very best to answer your questions. Or you can just tweet me at SpaceKate and I will do my best to get back to you. But anyway, if you have been picked, then my biggest advice to you is cheer, squeak, scream, rejoice, and then think about the logistics. But it'll be fine. Whatever you do, don't give up this opportunity. You will not regret it. And if you want to know why, check out my blog, spacekate.com. It was wonderful. It's the best thing I've ever done. So go do it. And if you got in, congratulations. If you didn't, try the hashtag NASA TweetUp waitlist. Or no, NASA WaitUp. That's what worked last time. A number of people who used that tweet tag got in. So NASA WaitUp is a decent little tip for you. Anyway, congratulations if you got in. Let us know. Say hello. And if you need any help with Audioboo, drop me a note either at SpaceKate or at Audioboo or at RadioKate. Good luck. Congratulations. Have fun.